I wonder how much of the meetings is talking about the stuff at the meetings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at all this stuff.
Okay, welcome to start.
Okay. Right.
So, what do we need to talk about?
Anybody,
shall we just go around and everyone says what they what they've been doing?
Has anybody done anything?
Not a lot.
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've done something.
Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which, whoops, already gone.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, I dropped mine as well.
Get at this.
It wasn't a good start.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a browser with... which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select a summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player.
Right.
And I think the search works as well. So you can pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button which doesn't do anything yet. Now I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with the speaker characterization.
Yeah.
Either we could do that, you know, when does a pop-up come, either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on a button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that what he's been saying.
The
know.
Left click. Or the right.
The left click highlights it.
Right.
So that you can.
Or?
I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there, I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah, that might be quite good, I suppose.
So right click on it, menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization that pops the window.
What else could we have in the menu?
That's a good point. I don't know.
So otherwise, you just have a right click will do.
Yeah, but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
that's what anybody does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would might
be
a bit weird for
yeah.
it to just start bringing up stuff,
yeah.
wouldn't it?
Yeah. To just have sort of same sort of idiom throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, or just the button.
Yeah.
I guess a button makes a bit more sense, because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now? What happens then? It's like,
well, no, no,
yeah,
you still have the menu.
Yeah.
The menu
it's
pop up that. Well, oh, yeah. It's more obvious, isn't it?
It's
anyway,
more already
what
a proof, isn't it?
If
it's got a
yeah.
button.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. That's true, yeah. It's more intuitive.
But then it's not as extensible.
Well,
like,
yeah.
if you want to add more things in the future, then we have to, well, new buttons.
Yeah,
I don't know, where's the menu?
Maybe.
I think it's
maybe.
More flexible that way. But
yeah, well, I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1,
exactly.
you can have a menu instead
know.
Of a button. But this one, yeah.
But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in, like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or
I guess so. So what you part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings.
Yeah. So when you right click on it, one option will be give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yep.
Or is that too much? I mean,
I don't know.
I guess so.
It's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization. their station, as
yeah.
Steve mentioned.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Really
yeah.
know how to
yeah.
Yeah.
involve the speaking characters.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
true. It'd be
yeah.
nice to have it interconnected.
Yeah, like maybe tie that in with dialogue acts or something as well. I mean, speaker characterization tied into, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like we have it, we're doing it, but what? How does it help the browsing? Or what can it give us?
What do you mean, the speaker characterization?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think we should do it, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of, like, well, if you get speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get everything that's in that topic or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet, you know.
No.
Doesn't
yeah.
pop up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
We have to have a speaker characterization first before we cross
yeah.
any other
yeah.
Yes. So should we try to do a right click menu then?
Yeah. All right. Why not?
Is that just from the main?
Even if it's one
thing.
Is
that from any particular window? Like if we want to sort of get, like if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right
yeah.
click for these various things?
Yes.
To,
wait. Yeah. There's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click
so,
as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So this dot is for
consistent throughout. So.
Yeah.
On the speaker.
So, yeah.
This dot is.
So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click, basically.
Right. Actually, yeah. Like another common thing, like if we have it so set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu. I mean, that's kind of a typical kind of action.
Double click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of like a default view. So it'll be like all the cases of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen. So the double
yeah.
click won't do that and just save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I don't
yeah.
see there's anything obvious that would be able to,
well,
know, that would
it
be
might come to us as we start playing with it.
Yeah.
What was that? I didn't quite understand. Do you mean
like we have the right click menu, you know,
yeah.
have the menu right clicking, but instead of like have a default double click. So
oh,
there's
so,
yeah.
so it'll be a choice from the menu.
What's the most common
yeah, exactly.
yeah.
used double
yeah.
click?
Like, show the speaker characterization.
Yeah,
yeah, but then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again. And they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But if you do
yeah.
double click on something, don't you expect something to happen then?
Yeah, maybe.
Sort of. Well,
sometimes you do it by accident where you're like, oh, go away!
Yeah,
it's not coming up.
Well, then they close it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
Especially if you have a touchpad.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
right,
she
yeah.
goes, oh!
Yeah.
Well, I'll check what it does on double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I think it might
yeah.
do something, but.
No,
but
smart.
Yeah. But I don't,
yeah.
I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if you can think of something. But.
I guess it depends on the yeah what you're clicking on.
Yeah, another thing, single audio files, do we want to use them or not?
We don't know yet, do we? Yeah, do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel. The single channel files, do we want them? I mean,
probably not, but we might need them for disfluencies. If we
yeah,
try to
okay,
audio.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we might use them
at the
well
moment, no, but
to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can.
You might want to be able to say, oh, just give me what that person's saying.
Do you, though?
No.
I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you listen to it on its own, do you?
Unless you can't hear it properly or something. Somebody's talking over somebody else or something. But we'll just say no for now and put it in. Maybe.
No.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it will increase the amount of data we need by a lot, won't it?
Yeah.
The footprint will be bigger.
Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you mentioned?
I think we probably need that though to have the full flexibility we need to have that.
That's
there.
What I
but
feel as well. I mean, I'm very much, I want to have everything customizable.
Well, the thing is typically though, is someone going to have five windows open at the same time? Probably not.
Probably
just
not,
two,
no.
Or, two or
yeah.
three of whatever,
two or
whatever
three
they're
maybe,
looking at, like DialogX
yeah.
or whatever.
But yeah,
whatever
it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to
no,
have
I
it
think
there.
It's, I think it's fine.
But,
yeah, it
well, couldn't we, I mean, you probably, I don't know if you want to have, like, the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just, like, choose the same window for transcription and summary.
It's like have a tab there. Or
I was
like
just
that.
Yeah. Tabs are nice.
Yeah,
definitely like
good.
Tabs.
Mozilla
that's
style.
True.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
That's right. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
Does anybody know how to do that? Can
you
do that job? I don't think Java
knows
how to do that, really.
Do
Maybe. You probably can.
I'm sure.
But
I'm sure you could do anything.
If
yeah.
you really knew what you're doing. But I don't know. It's a bit of a cripple, Java's windowing toolkit. Sometimes it's a bit of a cripple.
I can have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just, I don't know.
But yeah,
yeah
that might be an
change
idea.
Change contents of the same window. Like
yeah, yeah.
From transcription to summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even just have buttons on it. Toggle buttons or something on the toolbar for that window. Just something.
Yeah,
well, different
yeah,
ways we can do
problem.
It. It doesn't have to be a tab or whatever.
No,
just
no, it
yeah.
could be like
yeah.
transcription, summary.
Yeah.
Like two buttons and you just
yeah.
press on which
or check marks even have
yeah.
two of them.
That will reduce the number of windows
yeah.
you needed, wouldn't it? Which is quite good. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. If you ever use Photoshop, it's got loads, and you're always forever going, oh, get out of the way. There's
yeah,
always
exactly.
stuff in the way, isn't there?
Yeah.
But I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use a Windows or Linux for that matter, you have a lot of windows open.
You
and
do.
You manage
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Unless, can you, I don't suppose you can minimize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimize
can,
them.
Can you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
okay well, that's all right. Of course you can actually, yes.
Yeah, like a lot of these can be. Like once we get the disfluencies out then we can, you know, transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the disfluency.
Yeah, that's
have
true.
All these,
they're,
you know,
they're
have all these sort of using the same window and so we
yeah,
can
they're
go
definitely
live
gonna be in the same window.
And probably
yeah.
mutually
exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, do you wanna do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window. Mutually exclusive.
Yeah, well, could I don't know, with transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like
right.
full meeting without disfluencies, and
oh
summarize.
Right. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good.
And finally, the prototype you spoke about. What kind of prototype could we produce?
By the end of February?
Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, right, what am I going to change today, you know? And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not going to be a lot more work.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try and... I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah
so
that's
we
what we need.
Yeah.
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 Something just slightly more than just that on its own.
Yeah.
So we can plug it in and just.
Yeah.
yeah. Just so see the integration works sort of between the different
companies.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess that's what we need to look for.
I think that's kind of what he meant as well, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Seeing it sort of start to do stuff rather than just be.
Oh, right.
Prototype of the GUI.
Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down. So
yeah,
actually, is the code accessible? Like the the GUI stuff that you've done? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory or something? Like, if we're gonna just try and like take a look or something.
I don't know, can we access other people's...
If you make it world readable, then anybody can.
Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we know the directory to get in. And just
Sure.
That might be
I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can show how
I think by default they are.
No, they're not world readable. They're only default. Then only you can read them.
Right.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay.
Right, well, I'll make that readable then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the directory is my number.
Or you can just email to us. Okay, yeah.
Well, it's not difficult.
Yeah, right. Okay.
What's your number?
Okay.
It's in all the emails.
Yeah.
Your number.
No, 04.
Okay.
04-555-60.
Say that again.
04-555-60.
And then it's...
And then there's a folder, NLSSD.
NLSSD.
And it's called the M browser.
The M browser.
Yes.
For
M for meeting.
I hope you never have to look in my directory. It's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely organized. I've got folders, everything. I love folders.
Mine is serious chaos. Files everywhere.
Yeah. So that's me done. Someone else want to talk about this stuff?
Don't all jump at once.
I can tell you what, I'm an SB2. I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use.
What were you doing again?
Yeah.
All the searching stuff.
Yeah,
the next search query and all that.
Found a tutorial about inverted search indexing, but I haven't.
So you could probably just use that code.
It.
Like, that was behind the question she asked him earlier.
Yeah.
Just, using code and stuff, and just like,
oh, right.
Okay.
And
well,
found some code
there,
for
it.
I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked at it, but I found some code for like from a tutorial about indexing.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggery poke it around and make it around.
Yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file management.
Yeah,
around.
Some sorts of nonsense, but yeah. But the basics is there. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, that's handy. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know. I was a bit worried about when you talked about this with the file, messing around with files. I mean, how much do we actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah. You have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen. But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java to play with it. But
are you running
really
in Java?
Yeah.
I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because you know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
At least.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure it's not difficult. I'm sure I'm making a meme of it at the moment, actually.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a good point you had, that, like, collaborating with file things. I mean, if you already started on
stuff, I guess
we can...
Should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libraries.
Yeah.
Should we, I don't know, meet up and see what we can do? I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need.
Yeah.
When we know more, we
need
maybe
next week.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're still.
No, actually, you haven't done anything this week because this week's been manic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this week's only 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last week.
Last week.
the week as is, rather than the proper week. Do you know what I mean? So
right.
It's been all a bit manic the last.
Well, you're an SPNLP and SP2, right?
That's
so
right.
Yeah. That's right.
And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was last week as well. which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah.
That was completely
rubbish. It was, it wasn't that, but it was. I had to sit there and think about it for a bit, which is a bit irritating. Yeah, but SPN, I think.
Yeah, that's fun. So yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably start attacking this seriously, and just hopefully have something by next week that we can sort of try integrating into the GUI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that
should be possible.
The browsers I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd. I'm not quite sure how it works. I don't quite understand it.
So when it
to get the data, for example, to get summarization data, you have to search for, I think, the IDs or something. Yeah.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's how it works. We've got that is pretty bizarre.
So they don't, they don't say look in that and that folder, but
they say
search everything.
That is pretty bizarre.
Well, they did say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does load up quite quickly,
yeah.
So it's not too bad.
Okay. But
is it
like a window where you have to write a search query, or is it just what's behind it? This is not the actual search.
This is just when you open, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does an NXT search for the string. Transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript, whatever, find everything that's got that and then load.
So I don't know if you've looked at the search query language, but it's like $A text, say.
Yeah, because that's the guy who declares a variable, doesn't
it?
Yeah.
And then, because every year, all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string, I don't know what it is, words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files.
Okay.
Right.
There you go.
Is there a open thingy or what did you do to, how did you figure out that this uses NXT search?
It's in the code. You define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript to do the summary myself.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it? Is that what you did?
Yeah, just search for a specific string.
So
you could just, you could use that if you want to take the data out.
Fish the data. I was just thinking that. Yeah.
If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want to, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email.
Mm.
I can explain it. Yeah.
Have you annotated your code?
Oh yeah. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared throw out all the functions I have.
Mission critical.
Yes. So they're all in there, still. A lot of rubbish, but it will be chucked out right at the end, I think.
Commenting it out one bit at a time, running it.
Yes,
it work?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go to that next.
Yeah. Precisely.
Good fun. So basically, we go and kind of do some work. The answer to that is a bit long and the short of it.
The weekend's still 4 days off.
Still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is this?
I don't actually have that much to do at the moment.
Well, should you plan want to explore any other?
Yeah.
How's your quantifier raising?
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thing you bought?
Mm.
No.
Who was doing them?
You do.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll do that then.
These can be changed.
Shall I do that then?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, you know.
If you want to. I mean, it's just, you know, play around with some extra stuff. You have some time. Why not?
It shouldn't be too difficult.
So what courses should I have picked? Are we not doing any work?
Well, I'm doing communications, which we had one exercise, and I've done that like 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
And that's in 2 weeks.
Is that informatics course?
Yeah,
no.
It's a...
I would like
nine,
digital...
Nine
yeah.
courses, or
okay.
ten or something.
Okay.
Well, I see, yeah.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems.
Hmm.
Which we had one exercise as well, and that's in like Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background meetings, so, you know. Being
Sorry.
Late.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when this course is over. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that about it then?
Yeah.
Anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I know after DNLG or something, maybe just have a little quick little update and just...
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah.
We
can
always
decide
then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You're gonna do the search. You're gonna implement the search.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Couldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be, you know, still a limited version of, you know, the next query search, but won't be the whole thing. But, like we can just decide sort of the things that we do want to do. Yeah. Well, actually, Moses just dialogue hacks. So this was. Summary topics. Yeah.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones because otherwise, you know,
we'll get behind schedule pretty quick, like you're saying. Yeah. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date?
Well, you decide. I'm not very much for that prototype.
The progress report is June 23rd right?
of
February.
So that's like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean,
ish. Yeah.
Then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah.
You know, now we've got
okay.
something to show.
So.
Just looking at my own deadlines.
when the search interface, maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you have now, isn't that pretty much the freedom, or was it just
that's
like that one?
That doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasted.
Okay.
That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
It's actually all these things are nicked from you know, all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google Online. A screenshot of Google.
Ooh.
Maybe you should make it exist then.
It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but, you know, the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we want to be able to search for.
No, it's not, is it? Yeah.
So.
Decide on that over the weekend.
Yeah, do you want to, you know, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do and then.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include.
Yeah.
That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to
yeah.
see what
yeah.
that can do.
Yeah. It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit what you know already so we don't sort of have to do all the work again or just like figuring out stuff.
Oh, just
no.
like the basics. Or, yeah.
No, already. What?
Sure.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like all the, and seeing the code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done. Like just get a quick look over and just.
Can take
yeah.
us through a tutorial.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. Or like, you know, the class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just to say, okay, well, here's, you know,
yeah.
everything's basic.
Yeah,
set up and then just,
yeah,
yeah just
show
jump
you
right
the
in.
The code.
Yeah. yeah.
Next
yeah.
week's
that's cool.
Yeah.
In the morning.
yeah. Well, it's some iron dictating.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not there, you can't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, if, yeah, something like that could happen anytime because, yeah, like my schedule is like a class break, class break, class. You know,
yeah.
Sort of
it's not
so,
going to take an
so,
hour.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
I
something
mean,
like that, and then if I have a class, I can run off and do whatever.
Yeah,
pick a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monday,
yeah,
Monday might be good.
Yeah.
What? Monday.
46? Yeah.
yeah,
this Monday.
Anytime. Not at
afternoon.
Not at noon or 2 or 4. No, in between those, yeah. Like 1 or 3.
3 o'clock?
Sure.
Actually, yeah.
Possibly.
3 is alright. It was what time's
yeah.
the NLG 4, isn't it?
It's 4, yeah.
Unless
yeah.
you want to do it after. After.
Yeah, that's
eight.
An option too. Mm.
Do
after
you know.
Sure.
3
yeah.
is good though, but we have whatever. What's your fare?
Or 3:30. I just yeah.
Well, doesn't
necessarily necessarily
3:30 in the computer room in here.
Actually,
and
we
can just
get in there though.
If you can't, can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key, do you?
Mm.
Can none of you get in?
We
yeah,
can get in
well,
through
I'm
the
not.
Through
the
car
this computer
door.
Room's in here. The MSC computer.
I've not found that yet.
Right, it's
how about
here.
If we take a?
Well, if you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us all in there, and we can look in there.
We can look now afterwards.
Yeah,
exactly.
You do need to have a key for it, though, that's the thing. It's got
okay.
a locked door, but...
Just bang on it.
Yeah, somebody else.
Actually, I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there. Whether he was going to get us access into that.
Into what?
The computer room.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only got... It's crap. It's only got about 4 or 5 computers in, but
right.
it would do quite good for our job, because it can all sit around. It's not very normally with people in it.
Right. Is there a printer there, too?
Yeah, there's a printer there. And there's a photocopier. With the code
really?
On it, yeah.
Nice.
It's cool, yeah.
Well,
we
I'm
could,
just
we
sort
could
of
photocopy
of
our
of
assignment. If we want to.
Got it on my computer.
Yeah,
yeah
all the comments I'm thinking.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards than we have all the time.
Yeah,
need.
That's true.
Oh,
so
yeah,
right.
then
after
have
half an hour and then we'll
yeah.
Yeah. surely run out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
As long as DNLG doesn't go late.
Hopefully, it's not that man's, so it won't matter.
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
Yet.
Maybe
so
it doesn't happen at all.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
It's reading week next week. It should be. It should
is it
be.
Really?
Really?
Well,
next
it's
week?
Supposed to
or
be.
Week,
next week. It's week 6
really?
Next week.
I don't think we have a reading week though.
I don't know. We have one class at least. When we like
that's
speech perception, we don't have any lectures.
Oh,
no. But I think we're having like all other classes. So
yeah, I don't think there
there's not a point in.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a bank holiday, wasn't it?
Something like that. Well, I think one of a couple of classes.
Some classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which bizarre,
bad.
Really. They didn't
yeah.
really know what was going on.
I think
on.
The undergraduates had.
Yeah.
Were of.
I think it was up to the professor whether they did it or not. Well, I don't feel like it. Yeah, okay.
No, make
think,
it work.
Yeah. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL will probably.
Yeah, we
have
will
classes.
Probably have, yeah. Last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's meet Monday.
Done?
Yeah. I guess that's it. Was there anything else? Do anyone want to? Take care of this, or should I take care of it?
Oh, we trust you.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was something. Well, I think you basically said the same things as in the comments. If I could read it. Maybe that.
A couple? Do you really want multiple windows from a single app?
Single app.
But most will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah, I think your comments are basically the same as what you said.
Yeah, exactly. And just the other comment about whether you want to do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation.
Mm.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now we have 7% of the course.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think we need to tick the OK box, right?
If you're okay
Ooh.
With having
exciting.
Signing off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we turn these off then or what?
Third time now. Is she still here?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.